the show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website, www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for free coaching sessions just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the show this morning. Wonderful, wonderful. Oh, wow. This is going to be a great, great day, Tuesday. Ah, tremendous Tuesdays. Well, you know, we have to change it up a little bit there, but we have a great, wonderful, wonderful, exciting guest for you today, and he is going to be with us in just a moment, and I can't wait to bring him to this line, and just, I can't wait. So I just want to go over a few things before we bring him on, and I just want to say, again, happy holidays to each and every one of you. I hope you had a wonderful, wonderful time. I hope you got a chance to enjoy family, friends, and if you did not, that's okay. Maybe you just took time to yourself. Maybe you just took time to regroup, relax, and recharge. Maybe you took time to regroup, relax, and recharge. There's something about recharging that really, really, really helps our life. And I don't want to hold up our guest who I see is definitely on the line. I just want to welcome him to the show, and when I'll come back later today, or later this morning, and give you some updates on some events that are coming up that we definitely do not want you to miss. But I definitely want each and every person to go and call at least two or three people, text them, do whatever you need to do. I'm going to give you about 2 minutes. Don't hang up, though, but I want you to go and to call a few people and tell them I added more phone lines specifically for the show today. Because this person that I'm about to introduce to you, when I tell you he is hot. You haven't seen hot yet. And what I'm about to unleash, on the Coach Lalisa show right now, you want everyone to be tuned to this. So, but I know you can go back and listen to the archives. But I just want to give this person a proper welcome, but just to let him know his phone line is open. But I want to let you know just a little bit about my very, very special guest today. He does things that a lot of people don't even dream of doing in an entire life. And he's not even halfway through his life. And these are the things that he has done and continues to do. First of all, and foremost, he is a very humble person. And I just thank God that he was able to agree to be a guest on the show. That right there proves how humble he would take time out of his, that he would take time during, not out of, but during this wonderful season that anyone would want to just be with their family and relaxing. So he's here to share with us. He is a leader, an educator, an author, a role model, a mentor, an orator. He is a captivator, and I got this right from his awesome, awesome website, also known as AKA Dr. J. And these are just a few words. I know you're loving this, right, Dr. J? I got this straight from your website. Just a few words, but I could not help. It is awesome. That's how awesome your website is. Amazing. Just a few words to describe this awesome man. He is also a professor. And you know that touches my heart right there, considering I do that as well. So I'm like, oh, yes, we have something in common. Now, I wonder if we have this in common at all. He is an energizer, a prolific orator. He has been around the world speaking in cities all over this country and international engagements in England, Canada, and Puerto Rico. Now, I can't say it like they said it, but let me tell you, I want to introduce to you the king of inspiration, Dr. Lee Jones. Good morning and welcome to the show today.
Good morning, Lalisa. How are you doing?
Well, I am doing super fantastic. How are you?
I am blessed and highly favored. You know, Lalisa, God woke me up this morning, and every morning that I'm blessed to get up, I have two charges. Number one, to thank God for the blessing of waking me up and to go out and be a blessing to others. Those are my two charges every day that I'm blessed to get up. And so I'm wonderful. You know, people ask me all the time, how you doing, Dr. J? I say, well, God's the same God, so I'm still doing okay.
That's a good one, Dr. J. Dr. J, as I love to call you, king of inspiration. You know, I'm inspired. I mean, you truly are. I mean, some people have titles and they get names, but you truly are a king of inspiration because you are so inspiring. I tell you, when I think back to, and I know you're still a professor, but when you worked in the college full-time some years back, I can't even imagine those. Every one of those students who was at that college, I mean, they just had to soar. You just look at all that you're doing. The magazine, you're the president of a magazine, a very powerful, beautiful magazine. You're this awesome orator. You travel all over, you know, countless of speaking engagements a day. I saw you in person speaking right here in the city of Newark. Talk about captivating. I'm thinking to myself, where has this man been all these years? Why haven't we seen you? Why didn't they bring you to my college? I mean, why haven't I seen you? Well, I don't watch Oprah that much, but I should have heard about it. You should have been on there already. If not, I know you will be, because you are just truly, truly amazing. And then I remembered there was a young man, as you were leaving the one facility, there was a young man who had such a big dream. And I remember how I introduced you to him, and you took the time to encourage him and to say a few words before you were, you know, whisked off into with your entourage to take you on to your next flight. I think you were on your way to a flight, actually. But you stopped, and this young man was a senior in high school. But sometimes that just a simple contact like that can really impact a child's life forever. And just, you know, your magazine launch here in New Jersey, I was able to attend, And I know right now people that are saying, could you just be quiet and let him talk? Because really, but you have just really blown me away with your skills and your abilities. And so I would like for you just to share. And then, oh, your CD, the one CD that I listen to, and I know you're working on a new one. I know you want to share. Just share some of your empowerment, some of your motivation with individuals. The one that I'm speaking of is the top 10 reasons that black people hate on you, and then the new one that you have coming out. And also, I want to just ask you this one question. What do you say to people when they say, because I hear this all the time, when people say, you know, oh, you're so busy, Dr. J.
Well, it's funny, Lisa, because I don't use the word busy to describe me. Other people may be busy, but I am not busy. I mean, busy is a relative term to me. You know, my 7-year-old niece is busy. You know, she's busy reading. She's busy. She got her own itinerary. Everyone is busy, Lily. So for me, when I hear the word busy, I kind of cringe a little bit, because I tell audiences all across this country and anyone who will listen that there are three reasons why people say they're busy. The first reason why people say they're busy, because they want to, in my mind, express the importance, their own self-importance that they have bestowed upon themselves. So to constantly say that I'm busy means that I'm much more important than you. The second reason I think some people say that they're busy is because they don't want you to ask them for anything. And then the third reason why I think some people say they're busy is because they have become so disorganized and waited to the last minute. And, of course, when the deadline date comes up, they're going to be busy. So, this whole term of busy, I mean, busy is relative. At least I'm not more busy than the woman who might be listening to this, your wonderful radio show, or the young man that might be listening, or the grandmother. I'm no more busy. So, You know, we all are given 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 144 days, you know, a year, 52 weeks a year, you know. So, you have to stop using that word busy.
Mm-hmm. I stopped using it. You told me that the other day. I'm busy, that Dr. Lee. I actually told a few people about it, and I said, you need to come and hear him say it out of his own mouth on Tuesday morning on the Coach Lisa show. It is going to be, if I could take this phrase from Wendy Williams, hot, hot, hot.
Now say, at least I love you. You're so sweet.
Oh, I know. I say, I will listen. Oh, but this show, I think, is going to get me actually on TV One. This show is hot, hot, hot. So when I let them know, when I send them this transcript and say, I had Dr. Lee Jones on my show, and we talked about why people say they're busy, or what the word busy means to the king of motivation, the leader, Dr. Jones, how in the world did you come about to be this great orator? How did that start?
Well, you know, first of all, thank you. I'm not sure if I'm a great orator, but I am. I can tell you, Lalisa, that I'm living my purpose, and my new book will tell you how I'm doing it, which is go meet your purpose in person. And I have met my purpose in person, and God has allowed me to meet my purpose in person. And I think when you meet your purpose, when you meet your purpose, you will be extremely excited to get up in the morning. You will be inspired to go out and touch other lives. You don't have time to hate, because love and hate cannot occupy the same place at the same time. You don't have time to gossip, because your energy is spent on fulfilling your purpose and your mission. You don't even have a wince of opportunity to say another bad thing about another person, because you know what your purpose is. I live a very fulfilled life, and my life is filled with great opportunities to bless. And, you know, Lalisa, I try every day to go out and inspire and say a kind thing to at least 10 people every day. That doesn't mean the other 100 people that I come in contact with I don't say anything kind to, but I know that it is my goal every day to do that. And so, you know, with regards to the whole oration and everything, God, that's my purpose in God. That's the purpose that God has given me. And I'll tell you this, I tell people all the time, you know, I would love to be able to go out and shoot like Michael Jordan used to and Kobe Bryant does today. By the way, go Lakers. I would love to be able to go out and do those things, but that's not my purpose. you know, and my purpose is to go out and speak. I might not be able to shoot 98% free throws, but I can go out, I think, and heal someone psychologically and mentally. You know, that's my purpose. That's what I do. That's what God has given me and blessed me with the opportunity to do. And I hope and pray every day that I am fulfilling that mission.
Okay, but I've heard you speak. You are a great orator. You just captivate the audience with your inspirational messages, and definitely the messages that you also, in your messages also, there is such a powerful encouragement, and you have such a command of the words that you use and the phrases that you use, and you're just phenomenal on stage. I've seen you. Now you have this book coming out, Meeting, Go Meet Your Purpose. Go
right,
meet
in
your
person.
Purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Is this your first book? Your first book?
No, this is actually my sixth book. This will be my sixth book that I will have done. And I'm excited. Actually, believe it or not, Lisa, I have three books coming out between spring and summer of 2011. And one of them is Meeting Your Purpose in Person. The other one is Who Shall Tell Our Story, The Relevance and Significance of Historically Black Colleges and Universities. And then the third one is The Audacity of Leadership.
So three books before the year even gets started. That's what I'm talking about. Wow, Doc, you are, so that's got to be inspiring to everyone on the show. So how do you get inspired? How does a person who feels that they're not inspired, nothing motivates me, I don't know what my passion is, how would you inspire and motivate that person?
Well, first of all, I think you have to keep pace with God. I mean, and God has to be the source and the center of your life. And there's no way around it. You know, there's not any other social event, social activity. Facebook can't do it. For those of you who are still using MySpace, can't do it. Emails can't do it. Not even texting can do it. The only thing that can do it is God and putting him at the center. And I think that, and then, of course, we know that prayer without practice is foolish, right? So we go and we create an environment for ourselves that is conducive. In other words, in my home, I have what I call a meditation room. In every home I've had, I've always placed a meditation room because it's important for me every morning when I get up. A lot of people get up and they have a cup of coffee. I get up and have a cup of God. I have a cup of God. I have, in fact, several cups. And I go in my meditation room and I meditate and thank God for the blessings and ask him to continue to lead me and guide me in those things where I am going astray or areas where I really need to focus, I spend the most time on. And that's that to me is the first thing I do. And then I think for people who might say, well, come on, you know, I do that already and there's still no hope. Well, there is hope. You know, when you give up hope, Lisa, you have given up everything. We have to be able to tie a knot and hold on until help comes when we're going through. And even when we're not going through, we still need to tie a knot, because I can tell you this, you know, the higher you go in life, and I'm not talking about the higher in terms of position and salary and those things, but the higher you go in terms of understanding your peace and understanding your center, the more devils there will be out there waiting to attack you. And so you have to be really centered and focused, and you have to have hope. And then I think the third thing you have to have is a good family structure. And family is not always just the people that are in your family. Family can be that neighbor. Family can be anyone who has decided to trust you and love you and be there for you. And I think when you have God, when you have hope, and when you have a strong foundation of family, I think you can get through those difficult times, because believe me, trouble don't last always.
You know, and we have some, that's so, people, we're going to definitely be referring people back to this show to get some of these awesome, these are more than just nuggets, these are whole chunks of wisdom. this is beyond nuggets, y'all, this is chunks. I told you it was going to be hot. Well, we have people online also, we have people in the chat room, and they are making some comments, so I just wanted to share one of those comments that someone made when you said, people in the morning have a cup of tea or a cup of coffee, then you have a cup of God. until someone said they really loved that, of placing God first in the morning and making him the center and at the center of your core. God Motivation and Speak said that. Also, Sisters in the Spirit said, have a cup of God early in the morning. I will seek his face. And she says, go, Dr. Lee. And that actually, Sisters in the Spirit is a co-host. I co-host with her on another radio show. And we definitely would love one Sunday at 6 when you can also come to that show, because it does have a different set of audience sometimes. But it's been so amazing just having met you, to have watched you, though we don't live in the same city or even the same state. But I still got a chance to glimpse of you, what you do. Every time you've come to back to the city, somehow we've ended up connecting. And
I just
think that really, not like we grew up together. We didn't go to high school together. I don't know you from fourth grade. I don't know you from college. I don't know you from some job that I had. I met you by accident down at NJ Pack Outdoors.
That's
on the last day of a summer event. They hold an outdoor jazz and mingle and networking summer event every year. They've been doing it for about 15 years. And
I remember
a couple years back on the last day, I went. I've never gone, Dr. Lee, never.
Wow.
I never went. I went this one year on the last day. And you were there. Why were you there that day?
Well, you know, I have a very strong and passionate and thorough team of people that represents the Northeast region of the Inspire Magazine Company. And they had asked me to come. And as you may know, I am from Newark, New Jersey. And so just being in Newark means that I'm home. I'm free. I mean, this is the place I grew up. I ran the streets of Newark. And so I know the corners and I know where things are in Newark. And so I was visiting my family for certain, because I know some of them may be listening. And so they're listening attentively to this response. I say, why were you in Newark? I was there visiting my family, who I love dearly, my siblings and nephews and nieces and cousins. But I was also there because my Northeast team had invited me to come, and we were doing some marketing and some promotion of the magazine at that time. That was 3 years ago, Lily, if you believe that. I was there doing that, and of course I met some wonderful people, and you, I met. It's amazing how, like you said, we met because we did not know each other, and I have been blessed because I have met you, and I have read your wonderful book that I have referred to so many people, by the way. And talking about a humble spirit, you yourself, you're very humble as well. But so that's why I was there promoting and getting the magazine out. And New Jersey has been very, very good to Inspire Magazine with our subscribers, and we're really blessed to have that.
Well, a couple of people have asked me how we met. Now, I wasn't sure, you know, why you were there. I remember you were there. I remember your magazine, the promotional material that was out. It was phenomenal. And I remember how, you know, you were all the way over there. And I had to walk around the entire complex to get to you. And at any one of those points, I kept saying, it's time for me to go. I was just simply there passing out flyers for an upcoming event that I was doing, a book signing that I was going to do at the public library in Newark. And I thought, these people are in Newark, let me go and invite them. That was the only reason I went there.
Well, it was fate.
It was fate.
Yeah, it was fate. God wanted us to meet.
Wow, I tell you, I can't even believe it. And so now I brought that up. Now your magazine, a beautiful magazine. And here I get to the table. I see this magazine, and I believe the magazine that I saw, it was the one that either had Tommy Davidson on the cover, or I believe that's the one that they had out.
Yeah, you're right.
The table.
Exactly. Yeah, Tommy is a good friend of mine.
So, you know, you're talking to a person who has Tommy Davidson as a great friend. I tell you, the show is hot, and right about now, I feel like Wendy Williams. Only because we have... I feel like saying... I don't know that little saying that she has, but I feel like saying it right now, whatever it is. But, now, this is so funny. This is not our first interview, by the way, for those of you, Dr. Lee Jones has been so gracious and wonderful to me to also have been a guest on the Power of Truth radio show when we weren't on the air with Harvest Radio. And also, we did a short interview at the mansion in Plainfield when you did the
magazine
launch.
That's right. Yeah, at the mansion. Oh, yeah. Was that your mansion, Lalisa?
I wish. It's coming, Dr. Lee.
Oh, it's already there. You just haven't picked up the keys yet.
Oh, well, I'm going today. I don't like to wait. I'm like you, Dr. Lee. Let's get it done now. But
that's right.
Magazine, so powerful. I definitely want everyone to subscribe to the Inspire magazine. And you can go to the website, and we'll give you all the information shortly where you can go and you can subscribe to that magazine, because you're talking to the president and CEO of that magazine, Inspire. And I know you've been inspired, so for those of you who are in the chat room, you can just type in right now some of the things that inspire you about Dr. Jones already. They're inspired still about the cup of coffee, the cup of God.
Oh yeah! In fact, I'm sipping on God right now, and every sip I'm getting more and more pumped. I'm about to go out here and do some backflips out here in my backyard, because that's what God will do. I mean, He will restore you. He will give you the energy. He will give you the focus. He will wipe away those things that seem impossible, and it's nothing but the devil just in your head telling you that it's impossible. But God is in your spirit every day, letting you know, lo, I am here. And no weapon formed against you shall prosper, not one. He didn't say some. He said no weapons. And no means no. What part of no don't you understand? Don't get me started. I'm just pumped. I'm pumped.
Started, and so do they. Well, let me tell you about the motivated people who are on this show right now. These are individuals who, for the most of them, they are up every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday morning.
Wow.
At this show happens 5 days a week.
Wow. That's a blessing.
And the majority stay for the entire hour. I added a few more minutes on today because
wow.
I knew I wasn't going to be just jumping off at no 8 o'clock. Not having been charged up by the king of inspiration.
Well, you know, I'm so humbled when people around the country and abroad call me the king of inspiration, because that is a heavy title. And I'm not sure if I'm the king, but I do know that my calling is to inspire. And I really do pray, Lalisa, that I do that, that I encourage, not just for show and tell, but to help somebody along the way who might be having a bad day. Because, Lalisa, we never know the person that we're interacting with. We don't know what they're going through. We have no idea what they're going through. So that's why, regardless of how people may react to you, what type of frown or smile they have in their face, we don't know what's in their heart. And so what we have to do is just give a kind gesture and a friendly smile and a firm handshake and a warm hug to people that allow us to do that. I mean, with the hugging and the shaking, because you don't want to just walk up and start touching anybody. But at the same time, you can give someone a smile whether they want it or not.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. And you're so right. You never know what anyone is going through. And Dr. Joe, again, there is chatter going on in the chat room. And you are inspiring. Got Motivation, Miss Adele J. Foster, she is in the chat room. She says she loves the sips and sipping every minute. How awesome, every moment of the day. And she says, Dr. Lee, you are truly pumped up for God. And
oh, yeah.
Also, Spirit is saying, for such a time as this. And yes, there's just lots of talk going on there. And I'm sure that those who are on the phone lines there, we're not able to hear them because their phones are on mute, because I really wanted to dedicate this as much time as we could to hear some inspiring words. Now, let me ask you, and I do have a few more questions for you, and I want to talk about more about your magazine, some of the things that they will find in the magazine. Certainly, when I want to ask you about your interview with the Patti LaBelle. I know you had her
in
your magazine. Oh, I can't wait. We'll come back to a few words of inspiration and some other articles in your magazine. But just talk about, what was that like to interview her for Inspire magazine?
Well, first of all, I've known Patti LaBelle for some years now, and she, to me, is God's gift to the world. She is truly an American treasure. Patti LaBelle is one of the most sincere humanitarians of our time. And I say that because I have been a part of the beauty of her spirit, not only on stage, but her wonderful cooking, by the way, and just the beauty of her spirit. And so interviewing Patti LaBelle and having an opportunity to interact with her over the years has been definitely one of the top three highlights of my life thus far. And so it was a wonderful experience. In fact, I was on the phone with her folks yesterday. She's going to be receiving the Inspire Lifetime Inspirational Award on July 29th of 2011 here in Atlanta, Georgia. And so we're just trying to make sure all of that is on her calendar in hopes that she'll be, and prayerful that she'll be able to come to receive that award. But it was a wonderful experience, and Inspire Magazine seeks to inspire through the written word. We also like to highlight those ordinary people, like some of your listeners out there, you know, who are doing extraordinary things. And Patti LaBelle certainly isn't ordinary, but she is definitely extraordinary. But we also interview other folks who may not, people may not know their names, but who are doing equally as good work as a Patti LaBelle is doing.
Right, that's what I had gotten to from your, from the magazine, and I even from the website,
right.
InspireMag.org, where you say right there, where you highlight ordinary people who are doing extraordinary things, which
right.
in and of itself makes them extraordinary.
That's right, exactly. And you know, Lalisa, I was just going to say this that about the magazine. How Inspire got started, if you don't mind me just mentioning that, because
sure.
a lot of people ask that question if I'm on a plane or if I'm on a train. People ask me that question all the time. And I tell people that I am not a complainer, nor am I a whiner. And when I see something that needs to be fixed, and if God has given me the talent to do it or at least attempt to, I'm going to try. And I got tired of picking up magazines and seeing the top 10 Hollywood couples or seeing the top 10 Hollywood fights for the year and all of this craziness. And I said, you know what? We all have our crosses to bear, and I pray for people who are going through whatever it is they're going through, and all of us are going through something. But I said, you know, the reason why people don't read positivity is because they don't have a lot of options to, because we are selling sensationalism. We participate in other people's demise. And I got tired of that, and I said, I want to make a contribution to highlight little Miss Mary, who sits on the porch in the corner in the backwoods of Hattiesburg, Mississippi, who may not be able to dance like Beyonce, and she may not be able to rap like Jay-Z, but I tell you what, she can outthink the best of us. And she has, for years, been the nameless and the faceless person among us. And I wanted to highlight people like that. I want to highlight that little kid who's reading both Chinese and Spanish, and he's only in the seventh grade. But he'll never get the notoriety of a Justin Bieber. But through Inspire Magazine, we want to make sure that those people get it. Now, I'm not hating on Jay-Z, and I'm not mad at Beyonce, but I am loving on some Miss Mary and that little kid who can speak Chinese and Spanish.
Wow. That is awesome. Well, we will pray for the continued success, because your magazine is very successful, and we will pray, because that is such an awesome God-given purpose-driven purpose. Talk about meeting your purpose in person. I love that when you talk about that meeting your purpose, finding your purpose. Now, you started this magazine a while back. So what goes through your mind when you're sitting there facing, I'm assuming at the time you were still working full-time when you started the magazine. I don't know, maybe not, but how did you make a transition from working full-time and then now running your own business full-time?
Well, it was tough, I'll be honest with you, and I am still teaching, and I can't give that up. I've been blessed to receive tenure at Florida State University, and that's a wonderful thing. And so I have several universities that are after me. So I'm still teaching. But you're right. I was working as a tenured professor full-time when I started the magazine. But, you know, as I mentioned, it was just something that was a felt need. It was always in the back of my mind as an orator and speaker who God has blessed to travel the width and the breadth of this country, speaking in every state in America except Utah. I said, and I, as you know, have a television show as well called Your Voice, and a new show that's starting up here in Atlanta called Be Encouraged, Talk TV. And so I was doing all those things, Lalisa, and I said, you know, God just said, you know, I just want you to start this magazine. I said, come on, God, stop playing. Stop playing, God. I don't know anything about magazine production. I'm an orator. I'm not a magazine owner. And so God said in his word that wherever there is a vision, he will give you provision. And he surrounded people around me who knew about magazine production, people who are smarter, much smarter than I am. And so just so you'll know, Lalisa, and I know you know this, I have some great people around me who are doing some great things. I'm just the face. I'm just the vehicle. I'm just the public relations person. But there are some people behind the scenes that are doing some awesome, awesome work. And so when I started the magazine, it was tough. We started putting our first edition out right when the recession started really hitting in the mid-2000s, when I knew that there was a recession going on way before everybody else woke up to it. So it was kind of tough, but you know what? In the back of my mind, I already knew that God was going to keep us and restore us and maintain us and pace us with where he wanted us to go. And so that's how tough it was. But I'm just thankful every day that I can get up in the morning and say, you know what, I'm living my purpose. I'm doing the very best I can, Lalisa, every day to inspire another human being. And I mean, just when, you know, you mentioned earlier, you know, what a blessing it was that I took the time out or made the time to be on the show. You know, Lalisa, I don't look at life that way. I just thank God that you have allowed me to continue my purpose by extending me an invitation. So I don't look at it as a time waster or having to fit it in. I mean, you know, I've been up since 4 o'clock. I have already run my 3 miles. I have had my cups of God, and I'm still sipping on them as we talk here. And I have written a chapter in my book, and I have made 3 calls already this morning. So I'm just blessed just to be here.
Well, we are certainly blessed, I tell you, and I know there's a caller, and I'm going to take your call. Caller, don't hang up. I see that your hand is raised, and I want to take your comments. But in the chat room, they totally agree with you. That's Got Motivation, Ms. Adele. Also, Minister Beverly K. Carter, who is my sister and co-host for Sister in the Spirits, she says this is good because we are to choose life and not to participate in others' demise.
That's right.
Inspire Mag gives us an option to choose life. So I think what she means by that is that she's definitely going to be putting in for her subscription.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yes.
I appreciate that, Minister. I really do. And we have just, if I might just put this little plug in, Lalisa, we have a campaign going where we're trying to get 1 million subscribers by 2015. And I know we can do it. I know we can do it. So anyone who would like to subscribe, I can assure you, you will not be disappointed.
Not at all. Not at all. And the magazine, is it a monthly magazine, a quarterly, or how is it?
It comes out 5 to 6 times a year. Our research indicates that people are not reading monthly magazines like we used to because of the internet. And so we just thought, you know, we want people to want more. So we just put it out 5 to 6 times a year.
Beautiful, beautiful. So smart. Well, that just goes to show you right there. Talk about a God idea. And you have the television show. You have the radio. You have your books. You have 3 books coming out this year, all the wonderful things you're doing. Also, you have a leadership institute.
Yes, I Lead Institute.
Yes, I Lead Institute, powerful. I want you to talk about that because we have a lot of business owners. We have people who are starting businesses. We have people who are in companies and helping to lead those companies to success. So we want to talk about some key leadership skills and leadership factors, but also I want to go back and touch on some personal development and motivational things that people need if they're really going to launch out into their purpose and their dream. What are some of the things that they obstacles that they might face that they really want to overcome. But I do want to open up this caller's phone line because it may be someone that is calling. You've invited a welcome caller with the 626 area code. Good morning and welcome to Code to the Lisa Show.
Good morning.
Eric, can you? Yes, tell us your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Howard Scott. I'm calling from Norristown, Pennsylvania at the moment.
Good morning, Howard. Okay, I didn't recognize your number. Yes, you're on the air, and this is Dr. Lee Jones.
Hello, Howard.
My
How
Lord
are you?
Jesus. I'm wonderful. How are you? My Lord Jesus, my spirit is jumping over here trying to find more and more of what you've got there, brother. I love it.
Oh, well, thank you, brother. And we give all praises to God, right? That's where it belongs. Like my mama
Absolutely.
Used to say, Howard, I'm just a vehicle.
That's exactly right, my Lord, my Lord. But it's so wonderful to know that the Spirit of God moves so mightily in all of us, and
yeah.
we've all gotten this place in life called knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. And you had mentioned something about your magazine, and I'm a publisher, have been for a number of years, and there in the Newark, New Jersey community. And, you know, you had mentioned that, you know, you weren't a publisher. You didn't know anything about publishing magazines. And I, you know, I could really touch on that because that's the same thing that happened to me a number of years ago. But, you know, you are a publisher. You are who God made you to be, as you already know. And there's a lot more from where that came from. So being an orator, a publisher, and an inspirer, a motivator, and just going after whatever it is that God placed you here and purposed your life to be is just a wonderful, just wonderful to know that, you know, there are a lot of things coming out of you to be of service to other people.
Yes. Yes. And I thank you for that, Howard. And I appreciate that. And I just think that all of us have in us what God wants us to be. And we have to choose to be great. We have to choose to be great. And I have chosen to strive for that.
Absolutely. Well, I certainly would like to join you on your. I'd like to join you on your 1 million subscription goal. We have an event coming up. I'm sure LaLisa will talk about it in January, saluting the life and times of Dr. Martin Luther King on the 16th of January at the Science Park High School. We have a theater there of 807 seats. We have a full atrium loaded with vendors, book signing will be going on, authors, of course, orators, our students, and their God-given talents and abilities will be on stage. And we certainly invite you to come and share some of your inspirational messages, and also to have a table and sign up people to subscribe to your magazine. We'd love to have
you. That would be wonderful, and I appreciate you allowing us to do that. And I will just miss the Newark. I'll be in Newark on the 20th.
I see.
Right.
Well, perhaps one of your colleagues could be there and you know, in your seat, and have your magazine as a part of our tribute to Martin. And, you know, take a look at our website, mlkstat.com, and you can register there. And anyone else that's out there listening, also, I urge you to go there and to be a part of this magnificent production that the Lord is making sure that is happening.
Well, thank you. And I will do everything I can. And do you mind just repeating your web address one more time?
It's MLK as in Martin Luther King, stat as in fast, .com. MLKstat.com.
Okay. All right. I will check that out. And I appreciate you, Howard.
Yeah, God bless you. Looking forward to making your acquaintance when you are in Newark.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Wonderful, wonderful. And thank you, Mr. Howard. And, yes, we'll give out that information again toward the end of the show for the Martin Luther King event on Sunday, January the 16th, right here in the beautiful city of Newark. But thank you, Mr. Howard. Yes, you are truly, truly also doing some awesome things with publishing and have for years and years and years, which is how we met. So we thank you for your comments and your encouragement to Dr. Lee Jones.
Yes.
Absolutely. God bless and have a wonderful day.
All right. Thank you.
Yes. Okay, Dr. Lee. Well, see, that's the effect that you have on people. You make them want to call in. You make
wow.
them, and that's wonderful. And, you know, and yes, he had the twin, you may have heard of the twin visions. The newspaper in Newark for years. I can't.
Oh yes.
Can't
yes.
Being from Newark and not having heard of that.
Well, oh yes, I have, and I didn't know that I was talking to such greatness. And of course, everyone is great. But just to have done that, that's wonderful.
That's him and his twin brother. Yes, that's Mr. Howard Scott, who has organized this event. Him and his team. For Sunday. So there are some very, very dynamic listeners here on the show today. Ms. Tina Lane, we have on the show, you know, the former bank presidents. We have Ms. Kiva Renee. She is the organizer and creator of the Women of Destiny, which is a monthly motivational empowerment and spiritual monthly women's empowerment group. They are now in Nashville, Tennessee. And she's also on the line. We have, like I said, we have government people who work in federal government who have very big positions and who've had other positions. Not that it's about people's positions, but I'm just letting you know. And there's one young lady who's on the who listens. I don't know if she's on this morning, but I definitely would love for you to encourage her. She is a business owner. She owns a dry cleaners.
Oh, wow.
Cincinnati. That's an amazing business, and it's
it
full
is,
service.
It is. Wonderful.
Full service. She started the cleaners from scratch. I would love for you to say some words to encourage her, and if you are ever in the Cincinnati area, please take your clothes there. If you, she now has Mr. Lincoln Ware, if you've ever heard of him. He's a very popular radio personality in Cincinnati. He's now goes to a customer of hers, a regular customer. But if you're ever in Cincinnati, which I hope you are, I hope you're back.
Yeah, actually, I get to Cincinnati at least once or twice a year because I did my graduate work in Columbus right up the road there. And so, yeah, Cincinnati is a beautiful city, some great people there. I know some wonderful people in Cincinnati. So I have to make sure that my dry cleaning, well, my dry, is it dry cleaning or?
Yes, yes.
Dry cleaning.
Your dry cleaning, your clothes. Those
yes,
beautiful
yes.
suits that you got on.
Well, thank you, Lisa. I appreciate
that. Take good care. And so I'm going to be talking with her about you and you about her. And so just a wonderful, wonderful networking
yes.
right here online. And so people, I told everybody last week, you've got to come, you've got to listen to Dr. Lee Jones. He is so inspiring and motivating. Also, we have other people. We have also Mr. Versi Walker, who is the author of Success, How I Ended Up Here. He tunes in regular Coach K, Coach J, who is actually in Germany. He is typically on the phone. He comes in, Miss Gloria from California. And we also have a listener who lives in Japan, Mr. Paul
wow.
Karazi. He
all
will
right.
probably go back and listen to the archives. So we just want to give a shout-out to each and every one of them, to, again, Miss Del J. Foster, who is a powerful motivational speaker and author as well, organizer of an event called Got Motivation, Then Speak, and she has also, she's in the Texas area. So these individuals, I just wanted to formally introduce them to you, and now we're going to let you get back to some of the business of motivating us and inspiring us. So, yes, what and then this leadership, tell us about the iLead Leadership Institute, and how should leaders, what are some of the top three two or three things that a leader must do or must be?
Yes. Well, first of all, Lalisa, I'm really blessed. And if you don't mind, before I get into the iLead, I just wanted to say that Inspire Magazine's motto, a mantra, is more than a magazine, we are an answer. So not only has God blessed us with a wonderful magazine, but we also have a foundation. It's called Inspire Us Foundation. And we focus on three things. We focus on scholarship, we focus on mentoring, and we focus on elder care. Because a lot of times we forget about the elders in our community and we focus only on the youth. And I think youth are important, but if there were no elders, there would be no youth. So we have to preserve and keep and protect and rejoice in our elders as well. But we also give scholarships in Newark, Lalisa, as you may know, because you made a contribution to the scholarship, you may recall. And it's a scholarship in honor of my late sister, Miss Nancy Jones O'Neill. And we give scholarships to Newark, New Jersey students. We're now accepting applications right now. If you go online at inspireus.org, and students who are high school seniors can apply for the scholarship. So I just wanted to make mention of that, and we also have, as you mentioned, Be Inspired Talk Radio. We have Your Voice TV and soon to be Encouraged TV. We have Be Inspired Publishing. We're launching our own clothing line here in Atlanta and nationwide. We're just announcing it in Atlanta called Inspire Attire. We have a line of greeting cards and Inspire Fragrance coming out. So we call it the World of Inspire. And then my baby is I Lead. I have to say my baby for last because leadership is extremely important to me. Not only did I study that in college, but I also try to live it every day and help people understand what leadership is all about. So the I Lead Institute, which stands for Inspiring Leadership Educational Accountability Development, is designed to assist people in better understanding what leadership is. And you asked the question about the three important ingredients to leaders and leadership. And I differentiate, Lalisa, between what it means to be a leader, what it means to lead, and what it means to provide leadership. Because those are three very different things. You can be a leader and not be providing leadership or be leading. Or you can be in a leadership position and not be a leader and not be leading, you know. Or you can be leading and not necessarily in a positive way and not be in a leadership position or to be a leader. So those are three different things that we try in our Leadership Institute to help people understand. We have to perhaps one of the most prolific writers of leadership today is Stephen Covey. And he talks about the principle-centered leadership. He talks about his famous book, The Seven Habits of Successful People. And he really kind of breaks all those things down. I just finished reading the book that I want your listeners to know that is an excellent book, and I recommend it to everyone. It's called Lead Like Jesus. And you can't get any better leadership than leading like Jesus. You have to lead. You know, the Bible talks about agape love. You know, that's unconditional love. And that's what leadership is. Our motto in I Lead is leadership is service. Being a leader is being a servant. And that's what leadership is about. It's about serving the people. It's about making sure that what you say you are about, you are actually about. And that's what we try to help people understand. Because everyone, Lalisa, that's in a leadership position is not necessarily leading. We know that. You know, and so I Lead Institute, which you can go right on our website. We have 9 different websites, Lalisa, for all the things that I just mentioned, we have a website for. So you can go to the I Lead Institute, which is I-L-E-A-D, institute.org, and you will be able to find all of the things I just talked about as relates to leadership.
Wow. Yeah, I've been on most of those websites, and I definitely love the My Desire to Inspire .org website. How awesome is that website? And just today, I went on there this morning, and wow, that beautiful, beautiful introduction. You've got to go and see that introduction. That is definitely, definitely, definitely beautiful. Love it, love it, love it. Can't wait to get down to Atlanta, Georgia, in July, where you're going to have this big awards event, and it's going to be awesome. And I definitely want to be there. I definitely want to be in the place. And I've been to some of your events. They are phenomenal. You treat each and every guest as if they were a celebrity. I've never seen that done before. When we were in Plainfield, wow. And your staff, that's how I met you. It was your staff. You weren't even at the table. I was sharing that with Tina the other day. You weren't even at the table. It was your it was your sister-in-law, as a matter of fact. Mm-hmm. Your sister-in-law. So not even a blood relative.
Right.
She was representing as if you were standing right there. That's what I love about people. Who do what you need to do, even though you're not their boss standing over their head. You're
right.
not
well,
there. You weren't even at the table. And she comes
yeah.
over. You got it? And this and that. And showing me this and showing me. They were so excited. I had to be excited.
Yeah, we have
I
great
was like,
people.
Who are these people? I was like, I thought, you know, it was like a part of Oprah's team. Even though I could see, I looked up and there was this big, big banner there with your picture and the magazine and Dr. Lee. And I was like, who is this person? So I just kind of hung around. So I got to meet him. And she was saying that, oh, you got to meet, you got to meet. I'm like, really? I'm thinking to myself, this is what I'm saying. He'll meet me, you know. And she's like, you got to meet him. Just wait. He'll be back. And I hung around, and you came back, and we met. And it was just amazing.
Wow.
Amazing.
Well, God is good. We give all praises to God on that. And I mean that sincerely, you know. And I'm glad we met because you're doing some awesome work yourself. And we're just blessed that you have this radio show, which gives people in the community to have a voice and to, you know, not only have a voice, but to advertise the wonderful programs that are like that Howard came on and talked about. You know, so we're just excited. You know, we're excited. I mean, you know, every day is a blessing, Lalisa. I mean, you know, we gotta rejoice. You know, when my feet hit the floor every morning, I just said, thank God you have chosen me. You know what my theme is going into 2011? Every year I come up with a theme that I send out to all of my supporters and stakeholders. And this 2011 theme is, it's my turn. I'm next in line. Now, the thing about being next in line doesn't mean that there is only one person next in line, because if you understand the construct of a horizontal line, that means that you can go infinitely, and there are a lot of people that are next in line. The problem is that everybody wants to be first in line. Now, you see, there's a difference between being first in line and next in line.
Wow.
All of us are first in line. We just got to understand that that's okay. There's room at the top for all of us to be next in line. So 2011 is about being next in line. I am next in line. Lalisa, you are next in line. The listeners who are out there are next in line. The people that are not listening are next in line. The problem is we don't know that we're next in line because everybody's trying to get to the top. And the top really is what's in your heart. The top is about living your purpose. The top is about unconditional agape love. The top is realizing that everyone can fit in the same car, in the same boat. That's what the top is, and that's what knowing what next in line is all about. I'm next in line. Are you next in line, Lalisa?
I'm next. I am next in line, and I can hear you right now at this college, that university, that company, that event, saying that and running that down just like you just ran it down for us in less than 20 seconds. And I loved your A, B, your A to Z list. We're going to talk about that in a second, too. And
yeah.
I know people are saying, well, Lalisa, you mentioned all these things you're going to talk about, and you didn't talk about it. Okay, y'all, this is how a show host sets the person up to come back.
That's
please.
Right.
Let me do my thing. I'm trying. I mentioned all these things, and then you'll have to come back to finish some of them.
Yeah.
But you see, you know, we let us do our thing here. Dr. Jones, because, I mean, obviously, there's so much you have to share. It couldn't possibly. I even extended the show, and we still won't have time. But here's a question from the chat room, because I did say I did want to bring them into the topic today. But someone said, yes, Dr. Stephen Covey is very, very strong leadership. Another comment was, wow, Lead Like Jesus, a powerful book. And I know you have a new message coming out on, I know it'll be on CD, just like your other message that I so love, the top 10 reasons that black people hate on you. I love that. Not just
yep.
because it's the words, but it's because of what you're teaching. And I'm going to tell you something. Your music is hot. That music on your... I don't know, you must have a special musician or special music people who put together the music for your, that's an anointed person, because the music had me mesmerized as I'm driving in the car listening to that. But the other question is from the chat room, says, how do you motivate people from the platforms from which you speak, especially when you're in these colleges or schools or places where companies where there is a separation of church and state? How do you still motivate, because you have so much God in you and it's so coming out? And are you able to, do you still use the name of the Lord? Or because a lot of us are speakers in the chat room, and we want to know, because, you know, we're following in your footsteps.
Right.
We need to know how to do it.
Well, first of all, I think that we have to be true to ourselves. And who I am is a man of God. I am unapologetic about it. I'm unashamable about it, and I don't try to hide that fact. But at the same time, I understand and respect the politics that exist in many of the walls and the halls of the Ivy, meaning the colleges and universities. I understand the politics of being in corporate America and all those type of things. And so I don't want to come in and upset the apple cart, so to speak. But I will not, because God says, if you are shaming me down here, and we all
right.
know the rest. So I'm not going to be caught out there trying to be politically correct, because when I meet him, I don't want him to be ashamed of me. So I'm not going to be ashamed of him down here. So, but more specifically to the question, how do I do that? I think you can be inspirational without being disrespectful to different cultures that exist. And I just try to not just say the words, but show them through my actions. When I'm out speaking, the first thing I say is that whichever God that you pray to and worship, as long as it's a God of love, of course, you know, we got to be careful, because some people are worshiping this, some other stuff. But I'm not even going to go
right.
there. I'm not even going to venture down that road. But see, I'm already protected, so, you know, you can throw anything you want at me. You know, but I try to let people know that, you know, it's okay to, you know, love on the God that you love on, long as he or she is of love. But I try to really do that through my actions and to inspire people through words and things like that. So it's all situational to the person who asked the question and the people who may be wondering. It's all situational. I think it depends on the venue. I think it depends on the spirit when it hits you. Because, Lalisa, you know this from being an orator and a speaker and being the queen of inspiration, might I add, that sometimes when you're up at that podium, you are up there. The spirit you is up there, and the other person that physically walked in the room is somewhere sitting in the audience. And so you
right.
have to let God
right.
just move through you, and he'll give you the words without being offensive. And honestly, that's my response. There's no cookbook to it other than being conscious of your surroundings, being conscious of your environment, being respectful to the people that invited you, and being and understanding the culture or cultures that may exist in that audience.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Well, that's a good answer, and thank you for that. And I will definitely, if in the chat room, if that answers your question, please just make a comment if you'd like to, or if there's other questions. But Dr. Jones, I tell you, I was so excited about having you come on, because, again, I know the inspiration that you've, it's just an inspiration to me to be able to see an African-American man who has done the things that you have done, who has led the teams of people that you lead, to put together a publication like Inspire Magazine, to share all of your knowledge and wisdom and the power that God has given you with others around the world, to try to bring them up out of our states of depression, or out of our states of sadness, or feeling that we can't make it. You have all these wonderful tools, and then you go to the schools. I was there when you were talking to a room full of, I believe they were maybe around 11th and 12th graders.
Exactly. You're right. You have a great memory.
Yes, those young people, they captivated by you. I remember that. I saw them on the edges of their seat. Now, you know, that's hard to do in the city of Newark, at a Newark public school with some 11th and 12th graders.
Yeah.
Towards the end of the school year. So they got one thing on their mind, and this is not sitting down listening to a motivational speaker, but you have them motivated and mesmerized. Then you gave them these 26 things, because they all represented the alphabet, A to Z.
Yes.
And you ran those things down. How did you commit? I want to know personally, as a speaker, how did you commit that to memory? Because you had a prescription for every letter, a motivational empowerment, inspiring prescription for each letter. How did you memorize that like that?
Well, first of all, it was God gave me each one. It took me a year, Lalisa, to write those. It took me a year to write all of that stuff down because I thought it was important that we leave people with something of substance. And so what I try to do, particularly for young people, I try to leave them with something that maybe they can go back to at a certain point in their lives. It took me about a year, maybe a little over a year, to write those ABCs. And it's just over time I've just committed them because they're in my heart, Lalisa. You know, it's not just about sitting in the mirror and going, A is this and B. It's really about what's in your heart. So if I had to give the ABCs right now, I would say that A is going to be for your attitude. Yes.
Go ahead.
I would just say that A is going to be for your attitude, and that's going to determine your altitude, how high you're going to fly in this life. And B is going to be for your business. You must always attend to your own business and stay out of other people's business. And C is for caring. No matter how high you get, you must care. No matter how low you get, you must care. And D is going to be for your discipline. For when you have disciplined your soul, you have set the foundation for true eternal peace. And E is going to be for your energy. You must always be willing to give the energy to and for everything that you do. And F is for foresight. You must be willing to give the foresight to and for your vision. And G is going to be for the gift that's within each one of you. Now you must move from gifted to greatness. And H is for hear and heed. Take time to hear and heed the call of your ancestors. And I is for institution. Take time to build within you an institution that's able to stand the pains of life. And J is for joy. Never allow people to steal your joy. And K is for knowledge. You must always know yourself. Be willing to check yourself. Are you going to wreck yourself and find yourself by yourself? And L is for leadership. If you're going to the top, Lalisa, take somebody with you. And M is for meditation. Take time to meditate on life and the breadth and depth thereof. And N is for never. Never allow people to dictate your actions. Never fall short of your visions and never quit. And O is for opportunity. Know that opportunity without preparation and cultivation leads to frustration. And P is for power. Know that power has nothing to do with your position in life. It has more to do with your ability to define your own reality. And Q is for query. Always be willing to query those who profess to be your friends. Because let me tell you, it's those who profess to be your friends are the ones that will stab you in the back. And R is for revive. Take time to revive your soul without a moment's notice. And S is for satisfaction. Never be satisfied with less than your best. And T is for timeliness. Always strive to be on time, or guess what? You will be left behind. And U is for unity. If you're going to the top, I said take somebody with you. And W is for willing. Always be willing to pull another behind you. For the late, great Mahalia Jackson said, if I can help somebody along the way, then my living shall not be in vain. And X is for x-ray, hold people, persons, places, and things to the light. And Y is for you, for you are the only one standing between you and God's vision for your life. And Z is for zenith, and that's where you'll be. If you always remember, Lalisa, if you're not on the way, then you are in the way.
Woo! Wow. 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 And you did that, as my mother would have said, in a single breath. That must be what singing is like. You didn't even take a breath. You ran down with power and authority, simplicity, clarity, easy to understand, easy to get. Awesome. They're just in the chat room. Powerful, awesome are the words that they're saying. I know on the phone lines they couldn't write fast enough, but that's okay. They can go back to the archives and listen to it. You created that. You have it on a beautiful poster, a gorgeous poster. That you actually left with the students, and they were running to that table to get a copy of it. They wanted that. And, you know, students don't often want a whole lot of things other than a picture of some person's body, of Jay-Z type or one of those. I don't even know the names of some of those people, but their chest is sticking out and her girl had nude. That's what they want. But they were running to that table to get a poster with some words on it. I saw them with my own eyes. Got Motivation said, Dr. Jones, you are so motivating and inspiring. She says, I'm so ready to run and make things happen. We'll wait until 8:30. Don't go yet. And she says, it is people like you that make me feel that there is still more to accomplish. Thank you. And this is coming from a woman who is doing great things in the motivational speaking industry. We also have a comment from Sisters in the Spirit. She says, awesome response to the comment about church and state. She said, I agree. God gives us the words to say and will use us. So I'm going to tell you, her name is Cookie, and she's a tough, Miss what I call her affectionately. She's my sister. But let me tell you, she's a tough one to crack, a nut to crack. And boy, you've got to hurt her. Fonz,
wow.
Believe me, you, that is huge, because this is a person who analyzes everything, every word. But I love her because you need people like that.
Yes, we do. We do.
Life.
We do need people like that, beautiful spirits,
yes,
who are not afraid to tell us,
yes,
and to advise
somebody
us and to constructively critique us. We all need that. None of us are beyond that type of thing. So I appreciate Cookie for that and all the other responders for that, because we are all nothing more than vessels trying to get better each day, trying to live the life. And if we all just recognize that, you know, people are rushing to get to the top. The top of what? I mean, what are you trying to get to the top of? You need to be trying to get to the top of your game so that you can be a better person, which means that you will go out and help other people, which means other people will be healed. And when other people are healed, more love will be in the universe. That's what we need to be getting on top of. Everybody's trying to rush to the top of the management position, the top of the leadership. For what? No, we need to be about the business of taking care of business so we can serve other people. That's why I'm here. I don't know why everybody else is here, but I'm here to serve. That's why I'm here. I'm here so that I can instill in people a sense of hope. That's why I'm here. I'm real conscious. If God should take me today, tomorrow, the next hour, I want you to know, Lalisa, that I lived a life of purpose. The greatest ideas that exist on this earth are somewhere floating in somebody's cemetery, because people have not been able to live their dream. I have a poster that's beautifully framed. I mean, actually, it's not a poster. I want to give it more justice. It's a piece of art that someone gave me, and it's with an old elderly man with his head down. Some of you out there may have seen this before. And the designer of this artwork is unknown, but the elderly man has his head down, and it's some beautiful words. It says, "All I ever wanted to do in life was live my life in accordance to what God wanted me to do. Was that so difficult?" And every day when I look at that, I'm living for him. I'm living for that man who didn't get a chance to live his life in accordance to what God wanted him. I'm living the life for the yet unborn. I'm living the life of the elders who died so that I might live. I'm living the life of my mother and father who every day tried to give me and my siblings a gift of life. I'm living for my sister who passed away, who didn't get a chance to see her 50th birthday. I'm living the life for Lalisa, who every day goes out there and take the world on her shoulders. That's what I ask the listeners out there, what are you living for? See, you done got me started, Lalisa. I tell you, I promised myself I was going to be good this morning.
We have Kelly Willard Weaver on the line. We have Minister Patricia Martin. We have Miss Elaine Haskins. And we have Tina. We have Mr. Howard Scott is still with us. People are staying with this call, even though we've gone beyond the normal half hour show, and I know I told you an hour, and I would totally understand if you have to go and doctor me, because you could probably have other things scheduled, but you are welcome to certainly stay, but you can take it away, and you can encourage us, motivate us. We need to be, you know, the new year is coming. A year is ending. Okay, another decade is more than just a year coming, a decade. And you know, some of them out there listening, they know you touched my heart and soul when you said, "You're get on your game," because that's one of my speeches. Get on your, I'm going to be speaking at Berklee College in a couple of weeks, and my topic there is get on your game, get on your A game.
All right. All right.
Yes.
Well, you know, when we work with you, Lalisa.
Yes. Well, it said the title of that was From Shame to Your A Game. So when you when you said get on your game, you hit something right there. So help us to get on our game and stop all of this nonsense of waiting for someone else to do it or somewhere feeling that we can't do it. Motivate us. We're ready. What are we doing?
Right.
You said, how dreams are we living?
Well, I would say this, and I thank you all for indulging me, and I, again, Lalisa, appreciate you so much. I would just say this in closing. You know, I just think that it's very important for us to understand that we're living on borrowed time. This is not our time. This is borrowed time. And at some point, we have to start paying back, and we got to pay back before we leave this earth. And so while we're here, we got to, you know, because I'm going to tell you, Lalisa, I have this 2% campaign that I'm going out, the 2%ers. And you might say, Lalisa, and the other listeners might say, well, what are the 2%ers? Well, the 2%ers suggest this, that 94% of the people you'll meet in a lifetime will spend most of their time talking about why they didn't do it, when they're going to get it done, and blaming somebody because they didn't get it done. And then there are going to be 4% of the people, due to their physical or mental ailments, unable to do what God wanted them to do. And then there will be 2% of the people you'll meet in a lifetime will spend 100% of their time doing what the 94% have said that couldn't be done. And so my question and my challenge for you, are you a 2%er? And see, there are top 10 characteristics of 2%ers, and neither time nor space will allow me to go into those. But my question is, are you a 2%er? And I think that you are 2%er, Lalisa. I think that the people that got up early this morning to listen to your inspiration, because I'm not a motivational speaker. See, because motivation simply means that you are doing something that other people can't do for themselves. So I denounce people saying that I'm a motivational speaker. I'm an inspirational speaker. Well, what's the difference, Lee? The difference is that inspiration puts something in the environment that's already consistent with what's inside of you. And then that elevates you to reach for that which is already inside of you. So that's why I'm an inspiration. I'm not sure if I'm the king of inspiration, but one thing I know for sure is that I've met my purpose on purpose, and I am truly every day striving to inspire. Remember, the bottom line is results, and anything else is rhetoric.
Wow. Wow. I love that. Okay, so we got rid of saying we're busy on a few days ago when I was on Christmas Eve. And so now you just helped me get rid of being a motivational speaker. No, we are inspiring others, inspiring them to go higher, to go deeper, to go longer, to go faster. How awesome and amazing is that? And I, you know what? You have truly, truly inspired me today. I know you have inspired those who have tuned in. For those of you who just tuned in, we welcome you to the Coach Lalisa Show. You want to go back to the archive of this show today, you can find it on the website, because I do have other information that I want to give out. Because there's going to be more to come like this. And someone had said in the chat room that you're reminding us what God has said about us. And for that, she's grateful. And she says, yes, yes, you motivate us. Great show. And this, I know for a fact, I believe that this is her first time listening to the Coach Lalisa Show. And we've been on the air for over a year. It's her first time listening to the show, and she's known about the show, and she hasn't always been able to listen due to work constraints, and she may be off today. But here's the thing, Dr. Lee, it's not a secret. You have drawn people to the show. There are people who have tuned in. There are some, and yes, we appreciate all of those of you, you know, Elaine Haskins and Tina and Kiva, and all of those of you, and Patricia, and those of you who tune in, each, and Dell. Since I met her, she's been tuning in, and Mr. Howard Scott tunes in regularly now that he knows about the show. But there are some people who they're tuning in because they heard that you were going to be on the show, and for that, I am grateful that you are able to. You talk about changing and inspiring. That proves right there that you do change. You do inspire people. And not only that, they didn't come on and sign off because, you know, people can do that. We have to do that. Everybody on Blog Talk Radio knows of people who you see them in the chat room 1 minute, the next minute they're gone.
Right.
Or you see their phone number on the phone line and the next minute they're gone. No, these individuals have stayed around the entire time, and it's been awesome. And Sisters in the Spirit also said that. She said, oh, wow, this is now, I'm not going to cry, but even if I did, my makeup wouldn't run because I don't have any on. But she said that her daughter is also listening. Please, this is very special to me. I have to just take a quick moment. Dr. Lee, please say something very special to inspire a college student who has a powerful, powerful gift of writing and doesn't quite feel that she has that gift, though everyone else can really see it. You have a magazine. Say something to inspire Nicole for me, please.
Yes. Nicole, if you're listening out there, know that God has given you a gift. And the greatest gift outside of God's acknowledgement of your existence is when your peers and others can see your gift. Now, what you have to do is see it for yourself. And what I would like to offer you, Nicole, is an opportunity to intern with Inspire Magazine. And I can assure you, if you don't see your gift, we will have that gift pulled out of you. We will shake that gift off. We will sit it on your desk. And more importantly, we're going to sit it in your heart so that you can walk it, so that you can talk it. And when people ask you, Nicole, why are you walking so fast, you're going to be able to tell them that because I got somewhere to go. When people ask you, Nicole, why do you talk so much, because you're going to be able to tell them I got something to say. Nicole, when people ask you, why do you read so much, you're going to be able to tell them because our ancestors left us books to read. And when people ask you, why are you moving so much, because you are moving toward fulfilling God's purpose in your life. Nicole, you have a gift, and I want you to contact us, and Lalisa has our contact information, and we will set you up with an internship with Inspire, and you don't have to leave your campus. I'm not sure which campus you're in right now or on, but you don't have to leave your campus, and we'll offer you an intern. We have a virtual internship program.
Wow. Dr. Jones, oh, my God. Okay, well, you know what, I'm just going to take a series of deep breaths right now, and I'm really going to move on to the next piece because right now I'm very, very, very speechless because I just thank God for you, and I thank God for you, and I thank God for it. Okay, well, we're almost out of time, and Dr. Lee, again, you know, God bless you, much, much
thank
success
you.
To you. We're going to encourage everyone to go to your website to get a subscription for the magazine. We're going to make sure that you are in contact with Mr. Howard Scott so that you can have a representative at the Science Park High School on January the 16th. It is going to be my sheer and utter honor to, you know, I'm not an official part of your team, but an unofficial part of your team, to promote the subscription of Inspire Magazine. So
yes.
Give us the website one more time for
yes.
Inspire Magazine.
Yes.
And
it's,
for
it's,
your...
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. It's inspiremag.org. That's I-N-S as in Sam, P as in Paul, I-R-E, mag, M-A-G, .org, inspiremag.org. And my personal website is mydesiretoinspire.org. That's all one word, mydesiretoinspire.org. And thank you all for your support. Now go out and meet your purpose in person.
Woo! Awesome, awesome. That was cute. I love it. I love it. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Dr. Lee. And I think that there might be one comment somebody wants to make before you have to run off. You're on the air, area code 908. 908, your phone line is open. Good morning.
Dr. Lee and Ms. Lalisa. How you doing?
All right. I'm blessed and highly favored.
Yeah, Ms. Lalisa, that's the saying that Wendy Williams does. How you doing?
All right. You doing?
I'm actually right now in Marietta, Georgia, visiting.
Oh, wow.
And I'm trying to find out. Now, you were talking about the TV program. Is that airing, like, now? Is that something you're doing in the future? Because I would like, while I'm here, I would like to tune in.
Yes. Well, the Your Voice TV is airing in Florida, and it will be airing in North Jersey starting in March. The Be Encouraged talk show was just approved and will start in April in the state of Georgia. And by the way, I am living in Canton, Georgia, so I'm about 20 minutes from you.
Wow. Minister Lisa, now, Mr. Versi told me to meet Tyler Perry and Monique. Now, I didn't get to meet Tyler Perry and Monique yet. I'm leaving out on Saturday, but maybe I can meet Dr. Lee.
Well, that's great company.
There you go. Let's make it happen. So I will definitely share your information, your phone number, and with you too, to you guys can contact, or you can, yes, when we off the air. How cute is that? You're right.
Wow. So yeah, I love it. I love it.
That's great.
He always sees our expectations.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm loving it. And working with youth, I think, you know, that little poster thing you were talking about, the A through Z?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm working with the youth in my church, and so I would love to have some of those to give out when I get back home.
Okay, yeah, the ABCs of life. Yes, you can get them from my website, and I may have a few here with me. They're normally sent out from our warehouse, but I may have a few here with me that I can take back. And I'm in and out of New Jersey, so I would love to come to your church and talk to the youth.
Oh, wow. That's great, 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 great. Well, Coach Lisa, give him my info.
Okay.
And hopefully we can, you know, talk before I leave on Saturday. But this is great. You know, God put people in the right place at the right time.
That's right.
And Coach Lisa, he's doing a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful job. I love her to death.
Oh, yes. He doesn't make mistakes.
Awesome. Well, okay. Well, see, Doctor, I'm telling you, Dr. Jones, really, I mean, you are just truly amazing. So, okay, well, we just have a few. We only have now 3 minutes left to the show, and I just wanted to remind people about the Martin Luther King Festival that's going to be at Park High School. So please go. It is a free event. You don't have to purchase tickets. You don't have to worry about any of that. All you need to do is show up. On Saturday, I believe it's going to start at 12. You can go to the website. That's MLK. The website is MLK, S-T-A-T, as in stat, S-T-A-T.com. MLK, S-T-A-T.com. It's a tribute to Dr. Martin Luther King. There are going to be youth there performing. There's going to be a gospel. There's going to be rap. There's going to be R&B. There's going to be vendors. Authors, there's going to be people doing reading poetry, there are going to be young people performing little mini skits. I will be also one of the speakers there, just doing a little 10-minute speech. We are going to just have such a marvelous time at the beautiful, beautiful Science Park High School, a brand new high school that was built just several years back. Beautiful high school, like you said, in a theater that holds almost 300 people or more. And it bring all of your family. This is a great time to come out. It's on a Sunday. Great time to come out. Bring your family and friends. Also, for those of you who want to learn more about how to get your book published or how to market your book, I am doing a free marketing book publishing seminar tonight. It's on the web. It's a webinar. You can do it from the comforts of your own home. All you would have to do is go to my Facebook page, inbox me that you want to participate. The link for it is right on my Facebook page. All you have to do is register. We want to thank each and every person for coming. We also have the first Northeast International Christian Writer and Publisher Convention coming up on Saturday, March 12th. And, Doctor, I'm going to be praying, Dr. Lee Jones, that you are available and in New Jersey around that time, that you could be our keynote speaker for that event.
What day is that?
It's going to be Saturday, March 12th.
Saturday, March 12th. Okay. I will get with my people, and we will get back. So, Lalisa, I look forward to getting a call from you later today.
I will. I will definitely talk to you about that. I have 60 seconds left. Thank you. Any more shout-outs? If anybody else, you got 2 seconds to shout out to America? Okay, no, we don't want to shout that out. But we do want to shout out that we've had some great. Oh, they said, thank you so much, Dr. Lee. The mother of Nicole says she could cry right now. Don't hold the tears back. It's tears of joy. Also got motivation. She says, telling everyone to stay motivated. Say you are so right. So you can motivate anyone. But said that you are certainly empowering and inspiring us. And we just thank you so much. We thank each and every person for tuning in. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Don't forget, we have Mr. Versi Walker as our speaker, as we do each and every Wednesday. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And everyone, all I want to say is, remember, you're... You're at the 2%. Don't be too busy. And make sure you're out there. Go out, like Dr. Lee said, and meet your purpose in person. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show could be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.